Welcome back to another episode of Thoughts of the High Life. I'm your main man, Jimmy.
Don't panic, Jimmy.
Don't panic, Jimmy. Just in case you got confused.
He's the main man. I'm the side bitch, sexy sandman. And with us today, we have the, we'll call him the silent stoner. He's our executive producer. And of course, as we have with us, we got Hafsek. He's surprisingly being decent today. Not gonna, or at least for now. I don't want to jinx it. I'll knock on wood for a bit, but he's doing all right, so we can start recording. First things first, I'd like to, you know, start.
You
know,
you guys should be doing this too, because we're gonna take you on a wild ride, man.
But I would like to comment. Shout out to Ireland. We saw on our listeners, we got 33% of our audience in Ireland, so looks like we're doing pretty well out in Ireland.
Oh.
We got a lock on the market in Ireland, apparently.
We're famous in Ireland. Yeah, so, like, no. We run into people from Ireland, and they're like, oh my God, don't panic, Jimmy, yeah. And the Sandman.
Yeah, so we'll be promoting the next McGregor fight in Dublin.
We've already got, like, movie deals to be on Irish TV, so.
We're doing very great.
Now. Yeah.
No, just, we'd like to give you all a shout-out. Thank you for listening. You know, it's nice to know people outside the U.S. are listening to the Thoughts of the High Life, so.
We'd also like to thank our Instagram followers for following us. We have an Instagram page. If you haven't followed us yet, it's Thoughts of the High Life.
You know, I'm pretty much giving you memes as we're stoned.
And, yeah, so.
Updating you on the episodes, so.
All we do is post memes all day, so, you know, and Hafsek, pictures of Hafsek and memes. But that's not because we want to, it's because Hafsek's a diva. Like, yeah. He wants those pictures.
Hafsek,
like,
runs the Instagram
page. Yeah, he runs the Instagram
page.
That's
what he does for our, that's his role in this whole operation. He runs our
he Instagram takes a lot page. Of selfies, mirror selfies. So I have to go in and delete them after.
He's your social media manager.
Yeah.
We have a pit bull as a social media manager. He does great.
Yeah. But hey, if you keep taking selfies, man, I'm going to have to fire you.
We only take selfies on the job. On the.
We don't pay you to take selfies of yourself.
The company pays to take selfies of you. They're called pictures.
So are we going to talk politics today, or are we just going to review King of the Hill?
Well, we could talk politics. What kind of politics are you thinking?
So, not exactly politics, but we could talk, like, current events, you know?
What are you thinking?
Like, I saw this Mississippi couple who pulled out a gun because of a parking spot on a black couple, and it was so aggressive. This white lady was just yelling at this black woman, telling her to get back and just screaming at her. But all the black lady had in her hand was a phone videotaping her freaking out like this.
It's funny how people keep doing that even when there's a camera in their face. Like, as if they don't know this is going to go viral, especially.
No, they got charged with assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah, no shit. There's video of her pulling a gun on you in a parking lot.
Yeah.
That's exhibit A, and that's all that's needed.
Well, did you see that other couple that pulled out an AK in, like, on a private road in, I think it was Virginia?
Yeah, for the protesters.
Yeah. You know that lady's a lawyer? She's on the Virginia bar.
I'm sure.
What kind of bullshit? What?
I mean, the South has its own.
I feel like white people think they have, like, they're above the law.
So, in some places, because they were given that privilege.
No, because I saw another video. So, I saw another funny video of this white woman who is actually named Karen, by the way. Like, her name is literally Karen. She introduces herself as Karen. It's
poetic justice.
Yeah. So she introduces herself as Karen to these police officers. They pulled over her daughter, who's over 18, and she came when they got pulled over, right?
Of course she did.
And she's talking to these police officers. This is how she approached them and greets the police officers. Hi, I'm speaking to you as a friend of the mayor. And then the cops were like, dude, so can you tell me why you're pulling her over and giving her a ticket? And he's like, she's over 18. I'm not obligated to tell you shit.
Right.
And he's like, why don't you just go ask her? She's like, but you're the one making the accusation. And she's like, but you're still going to write the ticket. He's like, yeah, I'm writing the ticket. He's like, I know the police commissioner.
Right.
He's like, what's your badge number, sir? And all this was literally, do you know why they pulled her over? And she refused. She went on this like 20-minute rant, but refused to ask her daughter why they pulled her over. You know why they pulled her over? Over tinted windows. She did all of this over a fucking fix-it ticket.
Yeah, it's because she doesn't understand the law. She thinks she's above it, no matter what the law is. That's yeah. the problem.
Not only that, like, she kept bragging. She's like, my daughter and her friend are both PhD students at Harvard and MIT.
Well, then here you go, ma'am. Here's a ticket for your MIT and Harvard daughters.
Yeah.
They'll be more than able to pay. But it's dumb. I mean, the privilege thing is it's a whole separate nightmare. On the plus side, though, my mom has gotten significantly funnier since returning from Egypt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Her sense of humor has gotten way better.
Why?
I mean, in addition to calling everyone fat constantly, like, literally, she has made like 3, 4, maybe 5,000 new ways of calling someone fat. She has, you know, run the spectrum. She's like this Shakespeare of telling people they need to lose weight. But
she does it so poetically.
Yeah. So, like, you're not even mad. You're just like, God damn, all right, I think I do need to lose weight.
Dude, she's going to get a book deal.
Yeah. She won the Pulitzer Prize for just calling people fat. Yo, that thing pissed me off. How Michelle Obama got, like, a Grammy for a fucking ebook. And I'm just like, excuse me, you got a Grammy for reading a book?
Wait, she got a Grammy for reading a book? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right. You know what?
Look, I'm a big fan of Michelle Obama as much as the next guy, but that's kind of bullshit because I read books all the fucking time.
Right.
I don't get a Grammy.
She's literally reading it out loud as an ebook and she got a Grammy for it. I'm like,
why?
Yeah, it's like Obama getting a Peace Prize just for being president. That's literally like the only reason he got it. But, yeah, no, on top of being, you know, able to...
Well, I feel like what Reagan is to white people, like, you know how white people love Reagan and, like, the Reagan years?
My dad loves
Reagan. That's what Obama is to, like, us millennials now.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Obama is to me.
Yeah.
Like, I still call...
He's the god.
I still call him Mr. President.
Yeah. No, but...
Like, I wake up and salute his picture every morning.
On top of that, she was telling us, you know, because, like, my parents don't know any of our dating history, like... The first time my mom knew I dated anyone, they were pregnant. They were 8 months pregnant. That is the kind of like.
She's like, you're dating now?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, actually, I have been. And she's 8 months pregnant, mom.
Imagine she's like, oh, you're dating now. It's time for the talk. Time for the birds and the bees.
Sometimes when you see a girl, you're going to feel happy. Dude, honestly, I would love nothing more than to get the sex talk from my mom just to see what she would say. I'm like, what does the sex talk sound like from like a 60-year-old Egyptian woman? Like, that would be the greatest like 20 minutes I would ever have. I would ask her so many questions.
I got one sex talk on my first date when I was 13 from my dad, and it was the worst sex talk ever. And it was so stupid. He comes up to me. He's like, so you're going out today with a girl, huh? I'm like, yeah. He's like, he looks at me. My mom's sitting behind him, and he's standing up in his underwear.
Dude, Egyptian dads don't ever wear pants. I don't understand.
And a wife beater. And he says, you see that woman over there? I only had sex with her on our wedding night.
Uh-huh.
And that was it.
Well, that explains one of you. But where did the second one come from?
No. Like,
fuck that.
No, he meant like he lost his virginity.
Oh.
He's like, the first time I ever had sex was with your mother on our wedding night.
The way you said it is like it was one time. I was like, all right, well, that explains you, David. Or that explains you, Jimmy. But like, what the fuck?
Hey, ya marra wahda wakhalas.
Khalas, shut up. No more. Half sack, leave that. No.
My back scratcher.
No. See, there you go. Hey, he left it. Oh, you nasty fuck. There you go. See, he's done. Oh, God damn it. He figured it out. Leave it alone. Come on, go bite your dildo. It's not a toy.
But no, but like, sex talk from Egyptians is like basically Egyptians trying to brag about how holy they are by saving themselves from marriage.
Dude, no, we actually had a talk about that like, with my mom. We were like, dude, the level of sex ed like in our community is so horrific. Like, it is just off the charts bad. Like, I mean, I think I told you this about people like not really using or not knowing how to use birth control and using it improperly and shit like that.
Yeah.
But on top of all of that, I digress.
But
so on that note, my mom is like, we were just talking. She's like, oh, you know, I want to get to know like who you guys are dating or whatever. You know, we grow up and we trust you guys. You guys are older now. You guys should bring them home so that we meet them. And then she turns around. She's like, no, you- I don't trust you. She's like, you've lost all trust. You have a child. Like, they know what you do.
Like, have like, Zach.
Like, she's got a sense of humor. Like, she claps back. It's great. But yeah, I mean,
I feel like she just wants to find out who your sisters are in a relationship with. Yeah, they're like, oh, just to call them home. Just to call them fat. Yeah. I have some new material. Yeah. I'm trying.
I'm tired of trying it on all you women because I literally live with like all women except my dad.
I need some fresh meat.
Yeah, she's like, oh yeah, bring them home. They'll be the last time.
She's just trying to test out.
Your stomach looks extra full today. Like, how many different ways can you call somebody fat?
Your sister's like new boyfriend just runs out crying.
Yeah. Just as I'm walking in, I'm like, oh god, there goes another one.
Just rushes out from the dinner table, bursting into tears. Your just sister's like wait, come back.
It's like mom's back on her bullshit. She's like, oh yeah, that's a good one. I'm gonna write that one down. That's how you know the joke hit. It's like when they run out crying. You're like, all right, yeah, that's it. That's the one.
She's gonna be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk shit to the audience. You.
You, your mother's fat.
You fat man over there. Yeah. Yes, you.
That's her whole act. It's like 30 different ways of calling somebody fat. You with the very round belly. You with the protruding gut. You who's had 6 too many dinners every night for the last 4 years. Like, goddamn, like how many different ways?
There's probably some asshole in there who's like, dude, this one's my favorite joke. Watch. This one's my favorite.
Spotlight goes on him. Dude, I can see like my mom, like some guy laughs. She's like, no, that one doesn't work. She like crosses it off her notepad. She's like, no, that was too good.
Some guy's yelling from like the some guy in the audience is just yelling, do the fat whore one.
No, my mom would never. She hates like the dirty stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's not with that.
I forget that my mom is also not with the dirty stuff either, actually.
Yeah. That's kind of where they draw the line with humor. But again, her humor has gotten a lot better. Oh my god, no.
Imagine she's like a famous stand-up comedian in Egypt. Like,
that's why she had to be there for 4 months. Yeah. It was really like a world tour.
It was really like a world tour. She was in Europe.
She's like, oh, quarantine? No, that was just the cover.
I had my agent put that out. I put out the coronavirus as a publicity stunt.
Packed tents all over the Sahara Desert. It was great. Oh man, but no, that was like another thing. I had like a Zoom interview over the video chat. You know, like as I was getting ready, my shirt was like half on. It was like unbuttoned or whatever, and I was just like walking around in boxers.
Yeah.
My mom's like, "You can interview like that?" And my sister was sitting there, and I'm just like in English. I was like, "Yeah, mom. I mean, how do you think I get hired? Sex sells." Yeah. And then my sister was like she chuckled and she like caught herself. And then my mom was like laughing. And my sister like looked at her. She's like, do you even know what's happening? My mom was like, yes, I very much understand. And I was like, wait, what? You do? Like, this is so great. Like, she literally like gets locked up in quarantine for 4 months and her humor immediately gets better. She probably just sat home and like watched stand-up comedians on Netflix all day. Because her sense of humor is important.
Dude, she's going to start writing like our comedy for us. She's like, I'm going to write your... Sure,
Can you imagine? She comes back, she's like, I've been listening to your podcast. It is terrible. I have some new material.
I want you to take a look at some of these material that I have.
You know, some of it is not your style. It's okay. I understand. But, you know, understand. Take a look.
That one is for the older Egyptian demographic, yeah. You know.
Is this one a little risky? You can try, but you know. That'd be so great. She becomes like your manager and shit.
God damn.
She just has like... But I'm going to need to hire more writers. She's just on your writers. Yeah. Like,
she's like, I'm going to need to bring in John Mulaney on this one.
She's like bossing Mulaney around.
She's like, you're supposed to be here at 7. It is now 9:45. I had a long night. I had a long night, Mrs. Sandman. This is not an excuse. I don't run a charity. I pay you to write.
I run a tight ship here. Mr. Mulaney.
She becomes like a Nazi. I'm just like, God damn, like, this was supposed to be fun. Fun? Fun? Do you do things for fun? Did I raise you to have fun?
You got plenty, Hesse. You got plenty in the tank. You're always a terrible puppy. Oh, so he didn't even respond. I feel bad. Usually he has something to say after I call
him. Yeah, no, he's kind of a drama queen. Sometimes when I don't, like, take him out for a W-A-L-K, he'll look at me, like, he'll sit right there and look at me, and then when I look up at him, he's like, and just, like, turn his head away from me. Like, he'll grunt and turn his head away from me. Right. Like, very upset. He, like,
throws a little tantrum.
Yeah, he throws a little tantrum.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, I have said. It's all right, Bubba. All right, tell me about work. How's work?
Well, I'm about to I just got a new job, so I'm about to quit my current job. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell my boss, you can take these special needs clients and shove it, okay?
Where exactly are you shoving these special needs people?
I don't know. It's just a saying people say. It's a phrase. Like, you can take this job, you can shove it.
But you didn't say the job. You said about the special needs people. Where are we shoving the special needs people?
All right, well, you could take
this. You shouldn't shove special needs people. Jimmy, this is terrible marketing. You should not be shoving special needs people.
All right. You can take this job and you could shove it.
Where is he shoving the job?
I don't know. I'll be like, here's what I think of your special needs clients. Like, boom.
What is boom?
Boom is... I'm going to leave. Boom is my contract is terminated with the...
Here's what I think of your special needs clients. I'm walking out of them, just like the rest of society did. Like, goddamn, Jimmy, that is horrific.
Oh, I feel bad for them now.
Well, no, I like my clients. I just hate my boss, so...
That's fair. A lot of the people working in those jobs really shouldn't be working with those types of people.
Well, no, these... Well... They're not even really, like, they don't need my help anyways. Like, I'm useless. I'm sitting there in Amazon.
Some of them, yeah, are very high functioning.
Yeah, no, they're... My most recent client got everything on his first day. Like, he didn't ask questions and he knew what he was doing. He got promoted within 2 weeks.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, within 2 weeks, he already got promoted. They gave him an orange vest, whatever that means. I don't know what it means, but... He's one of the two people that I've seen that have orange vests.
That's important.
In a job, like, in a warehouse full of 1,000 people. So, whatever that means, that's pretty good, I guess.
I mean, that's good for him.
Yeah.
But let's think about what that says about all the other people who are working under him who don't have an orange vest.
Okay, and those people aren't, like, don't have job coaches. And they're perfectly normal people, but they are just
lazy.
They're lazy and they're just... I've seen how lazy they are. Low-key, the people... Amazon hires just about anyone. Like, literally...
I'm sure, yeah.
Anyone. So what the guy was telling me was... So the guy was telling me fights have broken out. They have a whole bathroom policy. So, like, you only have 6 minutes to go to the bathroom. And it's such a huge warehouse. To get to the bathroom, it takes at least... 8 minutes.
Yeah.
So, a lot of Amazon employees wore diapers for a while.
Oh my god!
And then another person told me another story at Amazon. They said one of the guys just peed in the middle of his job, like just pulled down his pants and
peed on items.
I mean,
I mean, you tell someone not to use the bathroom or he can't use the bathroom. I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
I mean, I was hoping not that.
Well, that's what happened. Some poor Amazon customer got piss-stained items or merchandise.
I mean, Amazon probably reimbursed them and stuff like that.
The thing that pisses me off about Amazon is that they're so strict. Like about everything. When you clock in, when you clock out. Like, if you showed up early to work, if you showed up late to work. Like, it's easy to get fired from the job.
Well, yeah.
However.
I mean, yeah, it's run very kind of, it's like micromanaged to a very large.
Yeah, no, it is ridiculously. They have hall monitors.
For what?
For, like, face masks. They well, like yeah,
stuff like that is important, especially because it's getting shipped all across the country.
Yeah, no, I wear my face mask, but sometimes I like let it breathe. Like I let my face breathe and I put it back on.
See, you are the reason. You are the spread.
I'm the spread. Well, come on, it gets hot in there, man.
I get that, but like.
Yeah, so anyway.
But like.
But anyway, I digress. Mm-hmm. So I cooperated and I put on the mask and I kept it on, right?
Right.
But then they started bugging me about other shit because I was talking to my client. You're too close. You need to be 6 feet apart. And then I was like, I looked at her. I was like, I can't do that. I don't work here.
Yeah.
And also, it would be a HIPAA violation to talk that loudly from 6 feet apart. Because I'm not like.
See, that's tough because you do still have to social distance.
Like, yeah, I have to. I have to social distance, but I. It would be a confidentiality like problem.
Can't for you me. Like text it to him?
He's not allowed to even look at his phone. Cause I was on my phone one time, right? And then this chick, she's like, "Get off your phone!" And then I was like, "I don't work here." And she walked off before she could like hear me, yeah. Right? She's like, "Get off your phone!" So then I'm on my phone again, cause I'm bored, dude. I'm not doing shit. So I'm on my phone. She comes back. She's like, "Okay, dude, I already told you. Let me see your login." Like, I was like, "Dude, am I getting a write-up?" So I showed her. But, like, I was about to get a write-up, and I don't even work for them. I got a write-up at Amazon, and I don't even work for Amazon. There's a file on me at Amazon now.
You have to report that to your other job. Oh, when were you employed with Amazon? I wasn't. Yeah. I just got a write-up. Yeah. It was a whole deal. Yeah. It was a whole incident. Yeah.
No, I showed her my badge. I'm like, I'm actually a job coach. I don't actually work here. And then she's like, "Oh," but it didn't seem like she believed me for a second. She's like, "Oh, hiding your login ID. I see. Okay." She gets on her walkie-talkie. We got a live one.
Oh man. Amazon, it's again those like big businesses are they get evil because all they do is chase profits. I mean, Bezos is gonna become the first trillionaire or whatever it is.
Okay, but here's the even more messed up thing. There were 9 cases at that warehouse of coronavirus.
Yeah.
9, and they never shut down to like sanitize. And even more fucked up, they send them home with 2 weeks' pay, but they're not allowed to come back if they test positive.
Really?
Yeah, so they're, like, off work indefinitely. So people are trying to come back after they've, like, been quarantined after 2 weeks. Like, no, you can't be here. And they don't have any money. What are they going to do if they're not getting paid anymore?
Well, they should get unemployment. And unemployment has been paying a ridiculous amount. Like that.
Yeah,
is so,
but that's going to end at the end
so
of July.
So ridiculous.
I think that's going to end at the end of July.
Well, I think they're like trying to send out a new stimulus package.
Yeah, they are trying to send out a new stimulus package. And they're trying to extend the unemployment, actually.
But see, that's crazy. Like $600 a week extra. Like a lot of people don't even make $600 a week working their full-time jobs if they're working minimum wage. So it's like if you're working a full-time job, you'll be making less then the people are making extra. So already they're going to be making, like, people working at my mom's job, we're making, like, $700 a week on unemployment.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they're getting $600 extra. And I'm just like, yo. Like,
well,
people, they didn't want to go back to work. Literally, like, half of our staff did not go back.
Well, nobody's going to want to go back to work. I mean,
shit, I can live on unemployment like that. Like, I mean, why? How come is it I'm getting paid more on unemployment than a normal job? Like, what's the reasoning behind that? Like, there's no logic to that at all.
There really isn't. And that's why I'm just like, this system is terrible because it's incentivizing staying home.
It's not so much incentivizing staying home. It's just this entire time we had money for poverty. We had money to end. We had money to
end homelessness. To be fair, this isn't like a surplus that we're spending money out of. This is where they're getting more into debt. They're signing money like to go into debt. This isn't like out of the surplus we're taking money.
I put America
into debt. Now, granted, we know that there's money that can be used elsewhere. But this like $3 trillion stimulus package is not coming out of like a surplus. This is definitely putting us further into debt, yes.
Is this how like gold diggers feel? Like
about what? Oh, no, they don't care that they're putting people into debt.
No, is this how gold diggers feel? Like, yeah, my baby gave me a stimulus package, and I get $600 a week.
Yeah, imagine that's right. Like the sugar babies
or America's whatever. My sugar daddy.
Yeah, Uncle Sam. I got two sugar daddies, Roscoe and Uncle Sam. One of them may be a pimp, but we'll figure that out later.
No, but I did read something interesting today. Someone pointed out that the reason why we have unemployment is because businesses like unemployment. Because if they have 100% employment, they can't negotiate. They can't negotiate low wages. People are going to expect higher wages because when you're at getting paid at like $15 an hour and you want more, there's a whole world of unemployed people that'll take that job in a second because they're looking for work. So they keep the jobs limited just so they could like, just so businesses are able to pay low wages.
Yeah.
That's the point.
No, and here's like, I forget which company it was. I want to say it was Krispy Kreme. It was like one of the donut ones. They went to Sweden and they were opening a thing in Sweden.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to give, like, in Sweden, they have, like, a paid vacation. I think it's, like, 4 or 5 weeks is the standard.
Yeah.
For, like, every employee in Sweden.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to do that because that's not, you know, in the capitalist nature, they don't give you 4 or 5 weeks vacation. Like, you get 2 weeks, if that, or whatever. You know, if you're a full-time benefited after a couple of years, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, but they, like, so the people who got hired, they immediately went on strike. Their union went on strike. Because, you know, they were like, fuck you guys, this is the American way, we're not doing it the Swedish way.
Yeah.
And then the other unions joined in. So, like, the unions that were taking people...
Wait, they have
or, like, taking supplies...
They still have unions in Sweden?
Oh, yeah. No, all like, a lot of their stuff is unionized. Dude, so dude, a lot of... And that's the point, like, because that's why corporations hate unions. Because what happened was, like, the union that was, like, doing the transportation, they boycotted, like, the donut store. So they were getting, like, nothing, and nobody was willing to work with them. Until they finally caved in. So literally, like, they're, like, the only, like, Krispy Kreme or whatever that literally has, like, all their workers, even, like, the people just wiping the floors, have, like, 5 weeks paid vacation because it's by law. And that's ridiculous. Like, that shows you just how much power, like, that's why the big businesses are so against unions because they hold power. If, like, the workers all kind of actually stuck together and people all had unionized like that and were, like, okay, we're not going to do this, you hold so much power because if they can't get that skilled work, it's different, obviously, if it's, like, a job that anybody can do, like wiping floors or like washing dishes or whatever. But if it's like a skilled work and you unionize, it becomes very difficult because if they can't find people to do your work, they have to kind of cave to your demands.
Yeah.
And in that case, it wasn't that the work was so difficult. It was the fact that everybody was kind of against that policy. They were like, no, we're going to stand up for what we think is right. And for us, that's everybody getting a fair wage and getting their vacation time.
Yeah.
So it was very...
But even in a union here, funny to see, kind of. You're only going to get 2 weeks paid vacation on a union here. Yeah. The U.S. only allows for 2 weeks.
No, there's some that pay more. Like, as an increase. The 2 weeks is, like, the basic standard here.
Yeah.
So, like, as you accrue time. So, like, when I worked in the courts, it was, like, 2 weeks. And then after the first you know, 2 years, it goes up to like 3 weeks. And then after like 5 years, it's 4 weeks. And then after finally like 10 years or 15 years, then you'll finally get up to like the 5 weeks.
See, to me, that's such bullshit, though.
Yeah.
I mean, why is it we work our asses off to make someone else rich and they're like, oh, well, you've worked here for so long. Here's a little treat. Here's a little more time off.
Right.
You know, like, you've given us 10 years. Here's 1 month off.
Right.
You know, like that's bullshit, you know?
No, and there's, like, times where people will – and the problem is they won't adjust. So the minimum wage will go up. But say the minimum wage goes up from, like, $8 to $10.
Yeah.
The people that were making, you know, $10 or $11 even – when the minimum wage was $8, they won't then be increased to like $13 or $14 to make up. They'll still be at like $11. And the everything, you know, price of everything goes up with that because it costs more to ship things, to make things or whatever when you have to pay people more. And so the cost of living goes up when the, you know, minimum wage goes up. But a lot of the people that are getting close to the minimum wage anyway, it doesn't adjust.
Yeah.
So that's why you can work somewhere for like 15 years and barely get any raises and it's still kind of legal.
Yeah.
Because they're still, you know, complying with the minimum wage requirements.
Yeah.
It's real shitty. Real, real shitty. Well, but they kind of do what they want.
It's a shitty system. But I mean, the thing businesses don't understand, you'll get more loyalty if you pay more.
Right.
Like more people, like I would give more of a shit about my jobs or my previous jobs if I just got paid more. If I wasn't living like paycheck to paycheck,
yeah,
then, you know, I would have taken the job more seriously. One, yeah. I wouldn't have quit after like 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just like, you would have had more loyalty for me. Like I would work harder if I got paid more.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the way everybody is. Like, you go into a lot of, like, stores, like, at Jack in the Box or, like, McDonald's, and you see them, like, they don't take their job seriously because they're getting paid like shit.
Yeah.
Like, if I
and
lose...
they're treated like shit.
If I lose this shitty job, I'm just going to get another low-paying shitty job, you know?
And that's kind of the, like, that thought process, too, isn't good, which is... But, I mean, it all kind of cycles together.
Yeah, like, you got to have loyalty and the respect of your staff if you want to run, like, a good business. But you can't get that respect if you're making billions of dollars at the top and paying everybody else like shit.
If there was one brand you would say you're loyal to, what would that one brand be?
Versace.
Versace, really?
Versace.
Everything Versace?
Versace, Louis Vuitton, you know.
Well, you can only have one. So out of the two, which one would you choose?